Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better, You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 24 hours, not necessarily. That'd be a little bit much, but I'll be hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours as we hang out and are spread across a multitude of platforms here on YBYB. Make sure to go ahead and watch us 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And make sure, if you want to listen to us, go ahead and head on over to Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205 if you'd like to listen to us throughout these 4 hours. And make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. You like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find us. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Tuesday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addie Bates, Nick Costos, the Prop King. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Monday Night Football double doozy that, frankly, was pretty forgettable. But damn it, it was NFL games nonetheless. Dolphins beating the Jets, Broncos handling the Bengals. Plus, Nick will give us his thoughts on the report about Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson could miss the next 2 to 3 weeks with a hamstring injury. We'll get into all of that throughout this hour and as well at the top of the next hour. But as always, if you miss anything across these whatever, I mean, you search You Better, You Bet wherever you get your podcasts if you miss us in podcast form. Of course, like I say that we're going to be on for 24 hours. I meant to say 4 hours. The internet's now trying to bug out. We got playoff baseball going on. Like, what could go wrong at the start of this show as we get back into the groove of things here, as always? But make sure you go ahead and check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better, You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, you might as well subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get those podcasts. We have three guests who will be joining us across these 4 hours, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern time. Odyssey NFL insider, three-time Super Bowl champion, Mark Schlereth returns to us here on You Better You Bet. Obviously, Schlereth did a great job as a color commentator for NFL on Fox, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. We're going to recap everything we saw in week 4 in the National Football League. And then to begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern, Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio host Chris Mad Dog Russo, the legend, Mad Dog Russo will be joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Of course, you hear his show on SiriusXM. You see him on ESPN First Take. We're talking Major League Baseball playoffs, NFL. Maybe we'll hit him with this Lamar Jackson news. What are his expectations for the Ravens going forward if Lamar has to miss these next few weeks? We got Mad Dog joining us to begin the Power Hour at 6 o'clock Eastern. And then at 6:20 Eastern, betting analyst for NBC Sports Bet, co-host of the Deep Dive podcast, the Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, returns to us for his weekly spot on a Tuesday to give out some early looks, some best bets for Week 5 in the NFL, which begins Thursday night with the Niners and the Rams. But before we go any further here with the news of the day, wanted to talk about this Padres-Cubs game that's about to get underway in about 4 minutes. We got Nick Pivetta versus Matthew Boyd. I like Chicago in this game. I bet minus 110 last night. I believe we're now out to around minus 120. I even see some minus 125. BetMGM is minus 130, so a lot of interest coming in on the Cubs. I just think that Matthew Boyd's magical season is going to continue. Like, this guy, not really that highly thought of, but this year, he's been really, really strong. And they're going up against a dangerous lineup in San Diego, but I'm sticking to my guns. I'm not buying the Padres. I'm buying the Cubs in this series and in this game. So I think the Cubs lineup that has cooled off a little bit, I think, can crank up, because we saw what's in them in the first half of the season and into the summer months as well. I think that lineup comes alive, and I do think Matthew Boyd gets it done in game one. So I like the Cubs at minus 110. It's now out to minus 130. I just think the Chicago Cubs are going to win this series. So if you missed the price for today, maybe you just bet them to win the series at a better price and you sweat the game out today and tomorrow. But I do want to bring on our guys, Jay Kasson, Tyler Morales, to get their bets for today's game before we get underway here in a few minutes. We'll begin with the birthday boy, our baseball aficionado, Jake Kasson. Jake, happy birthday. How we doing today? And who do you like today in this Padres-Cubs matchup?
Well, first of all, thank you. And yeah, anytime you can have a middle 20s birthday on a Tuesday, you got to do it. Always said that. but as far as the game, I'm Oppo you. We're going to go Oppo Taco Femi, mano y mano. I like the Padres. I'll take the plus money. I think this should be still a pick. Everybody's betting the Cubs. Okay. I'm not a Matthew Boyd guy. I know Nick Pivetta has not been great on the road. I do think he's the better pitcher, though. I think the Padres have the better lineup, the more consistent lineup, and I think they have the better manager. So I'll go with them. And if anybody wants to place a futures, there's 150-1 on Jackson Merrill World Series MVP out there. Just saying.
Hello.
Just saying.
The Padres. Here we go again in October. I thought you were off of this team. I mean, we'll talk about that.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to bet, you know, the sub 10-1 for the World Series, but you give me triple digits. You give me 150 on Jackson Merrill, who I think is a stud. Yeah, I'm gonna take a little nibble. I'm gonna take a little bit of a little gander.
Jake going with the triple digits on Jackson Merrill to win World Series MVP. Tyler, what do you like in this afternoon's matchup, Padres at the Cubbies?
So, Femi, I actually agree with you. I like the Cubs in this game. And one reason why, I think they can get to Nick Pivetta early. They have great splits against them. They bat 306, four home runs, 12 RBI. So they hit him pretty well. So I like the Cubs in this game. I think their lineup's going to carry them pretty far into this postseason. I don't know if they're going to beat the Brewers. I expect them to beat the Padres. But I think the world of this lineup. So I like the Cubs here. And two home run bets I placed. I have PCA, P. Crow Armstrong, to hit a home run parlay with Ty Simpson to win the Heisman. It's like 80-1. And then Dansby Swanson to hit a home run, also parlayed with Ty Simpson to win the Heisman. So it's that time of the year. We're trying to build the Ty Simpson bucket. So let's get a couple home runs here. I like the Cubs a lot. I really do. If Cade Horton was pitching and he was healthy, I probably would have liked him to make the NLCS. But he's not, so I like the Cubs to win the series.
There we go. Rocking with the Cubs to win the series. I also like the Cubs to win the series as well, but I like them in today's game. So let's get off to a good start. So myself and Tyler against the birthday boy, our baseball aficionado, Jay Kasson. We will see how things unfold over the course of the show here. But first pitch in about 30 seconds from Wrigley Field. And we got playoff baseball underway as we have a really fun game going on right now. Not fun for me, somebody who bet the Cleveland Guardians series price. But we'll see how this one unfolds as we're in the top of the eighth between the Tigers and the Guardians in game one of this best of three series. Of course, everybody knows Cleveland came from the clouds to steal the division from Detroit. So they're hosting this three-game wildcard series. But Detroit has the 2-1 lead. Scooble has been Scooble. The guy's a monster, and he lives for these moments. He's been really, really good. Gavin Williams was pretty good as well for Cleveland, but Scooble just a little bit better, as he's probably going to win a second Cy Young around Thanksgiving later on in a couple of months here. But Detroit holding on to the lead, and the Guardians have 6 outs to go ahead and get this bad boy done. Like, I would like for them to steal this Scooble game, because you know what? If they win this one, hard to not believe that they're going to go ahead and advance to the ALDS. Winner of this series, by the way, gets to take on my Seattle Mariners in the ALDS. All right, we'll keep you updated on that game in Cleveland, as well as what's going on just now in Chicago.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Between the Padres and the Cubs. But let's get into the big news of the day in the world of sports, and it's from the National Football League. And usually on a Tuesday, this opening segment, we talk about the Monday Night Football game. We'll get into that in a little bit later on in the next segment in about 10 minutes. But we have to start with this news out of Baltimore. And this report coming from Brian Wacker, the Ravens beat reporter from the Baltimore Sun, that Lamar Jackson is likely to miss this Sunday's game when the Ravens host the Houston Texans and could miss the next 2 to 3 weeks with the hamstring injury that he suffered in the second half of their loss to the Kansas City Chiefs 37-20 this past Sunday. That is a massive, massive blow to this Ravens team that's already up against it, sitting here at 1-3. Now, as we said yesterday on the show, you could easily point to the losses of the Ravens and say, well, you know, they lost to the Bills, they lost to the Lions, they lost to the Chiefs, teams that we all think very highly of, teams that our expectations are will be playing deep into the month of January. But like, you, now that you're 1-3, because it doesn't matter who you lost to, it just matters that you lost those games. Like, you're going to have Cooper Rush potentially for the next three very important games on this schedule for the Baltimore Ravens. So obviously this upcoming Sunday, hosting the Houston Texans, then the next week they host the Los Angeles Rams. That's not easy. The Rams, of course, having won the division last year in the NFC West. Then they get a much needed bye week. Like, the bye could not come at a better time for the Baltimore Ravens. So a couple of home games, bye week, and then they host the Chicago Bears. I mean, this to me feels like the Ravens are kind of that season from hell team. Every year we get one of these. Last year it was the 49ers that were that team, and everybody kept trying to catch the falling knife on the 49ers, where it's like, oh, when they get this guy back and this guy back, they'll be able to do all these things and all that. And I'm like, maybe. And obviously on this show, we were very much Team Ramily. They ended up getting it done. But for the Ravens this year, I mean, think about the injuries that they have over this next few weeks. Obviously, Lamar, if he's out for these 2 to 3 weeks, if we're to believe the reporting, that's a massive blow. That's the most important player on the team by far. But you already have Nnamdi Madubuike, their defensive tackle. He's out for the season with the neck injury. Marlon Humphrey, multiple weeks with a hamstring injury. Their cornerback, their linebacker, Roquan Smith, potentially multiple weeks with a hamstring injury. And we don't even know the statuses for guys like Nate Wiggins and others who got banged up in the loss to the Chiefs. Like, this could be really, really bad for Baltimore. And it feels like to me this year, because Ravens fans have quietly kind of been saying, hey, what's John Harbaugh doing? Is he the right guy to get us over the hump? Well, John Harbaugh, we're officially watching you. Like, all eyeballs are now on John Harbaugh, because if they're to save their season over these next few weeks, he's going to have to push all the right buttons. This is a very pivotal year for the Ravens head coach. Like, he's been with the team since 08. They won the Super Bowl back in 2012. They've been a winning team for the most part during his tenure. But going into the season, we all were wondering, can this team get over the hump? Can they win multiple playoff games? Well, despite this Lamar Jackson injury, I still think the expectations for the Ravens are to win multiple playoff games this year. Whether that's wild card divisional, get to the AFC title game, or it's divisional AFC title game and get to the Super Bowl. They need to win multiple playoff games. Otherwise, based on the temperature kind of raising in Baltimore and the pressure cooker kind of getting cranked up a little bit, I think John Harbaugh might be on the hot seat this season to where they might be looking to move on from him. I mean, Andy Reid was once fired by the Philadelphia Eagles. Like this is not out of the realm of possibility. So I think right now for Harbaugh, it has now turned into, all right, buddy, time for you to earn your check. Time for you to show us why you're that guy who needs to lead our team going forward. And he's going to need a lot of help from a defense that's been terrible. Like, the Ravens defense has been awful so far this season. And now they're banged up, in addition to, of course, the most important player, Lamar Jackson, potentially missing these next 2 to 3 weeks. Now, as for the betting markets that are impacted by this news, I mean, obviously the primary one is this Sunday's game against the Houston Texans. Houston right now at most sportsbooks are out to a 2.5-point favorite, because we talked about this game. Remember, yesterday we said, all right, like, let's see what happens with Lamar Jackson. If we get some more information, maybe on Wednesday with his hamstring, that's going to dictate where we go. And this number opened 9.5, got down to 6.5 as kind of a halfway number. Yesterday during the show, we're down to 4.5. And now today, we've gone all the way out to Houston as this 2.5-point favorite. And it wouldn't shock me that whenever we get some sort of like solid news, some sort of official news, that maybe this ends up closing Houston -3 on the road with Cooper Rush as the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. The total obviously is down to 40.5 as opposed to what it was, 45.5, when this game first opened. Like, this is a massive, massive deal. And it also sets up, I mean, on this show, you already know where we're going with this one, at least from my perspective. It does set up for a potential fallen hero spot. Like, that is a potential of this Lamar injury, to where at least maybe in week 5 against Houston, who, oh, by the way, is not very good. Like, they beat the Titans, and the Titans are terrible. But, like, Houston has been bad so far this season. Now having to win, that's the expectation on the road in Baltimore? Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility that the Ravens could pull off that upset. So clearly that is a market that will be impacted. I tend to lean towards the fallen hero spot, but let's get more clarification on the other guys who are on the Ravens injury report before we dive in fully on this game. In terms of the secondary markets, I mean, you got to look at the division, right? The AFC North over at BetMGM, the Ravens are still the favorites at -150. Pittsburgh is +200. Cincinnati and Cleveland, we can toss out. Like, Cincinnati, we're going to get to them in the next segment. They're at 10-1. Please, that's not ever happening. Cleveland, their eyes are on 2026. That's not happening at 16-1. Pittsburgh, however, you could make the argument +200 for them to win the division. I don't want to bet the Pittsburgh Steelers. I would much rather wait and hope that the Ravens can keep the ship afloat and bet the Baltimore Ravens at a plus money price in a few weeks. Would not surprise me if we get to the bye week and the Steelers are now your favorites. But if you look at that schedule, and we can outline that in the next segment and throughout the rest of this show here on this Tuesday, it's a pretty advantageous setup for Baltimore as opposed to what Pittsburgh has lying ahead in this 2025 season. We're just getting started here on You Better You Bet. We'll get to the top headlines and update you on what's going on in Major League Baseball next on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.